Okay, so we're holding Bez Hashem, Klal Gimel, and we just finished learning Siv Dalid, which is on page Tzadik. So the Chavetz Chaim says he brought a Raya. We don't have to go into it. He brings in the Bar Menachem Chaim the proof that the Iser of Lashon Hara is even if you just say a word, you say something which that word hints to somebody, and people understand that you're making an accusation against somebody. Or meaning something negative about somebody, even though you just said one word. Like he brings you a Shami that a person just said a plant, the name of a plant, which sounds like the name of the person, to remind people that he didn't do what he was supposed to do. That's also an Iser of Lashon Hara. Even though you never said anything negative, well, you just said the name. That's enough, because people understood from there the negative intent. V'yesh oid, so we're up to Sif Hei. V'yesh oid, there are also many other ways that a person could, in a sneaky way, in a cunning way, be saying Lashon Hara. They just happen to be talking about their friend. And they speak as if they didn't even realize that they were really saying something negative. Or that this is the way this guy does things. In other words, you don't have to be the Easter of Lashon Hara is not only if you say Hindi of saying Lashon Hara, but however it comes out, a person says Lashon Hara, even if you understand it, even if it's just through side door, etc., it's all the Easter of Lashon Hara. Veda, and then the Chavetz Chaim tells us an important principle, which is an important Rabbeinu Yoina. He says, Veda. You should know. Even if, let's say, no negative impact happened to the person that you spoke to Lashon Hara. Somebody said something not nice about Reuven, and they told it, they happened to be telling it to friends of Reuven, and they said, I don't believe it, there's no such thing, Reuven never could have done such a thing. So now, L'chaira, the guy who said the Lashon Hara, he didn't have any negative impact. He didn't accomplish anything with what he said. Is he over the Iser of Lashon Hara?
Yes.
So he says, K'goin sh'lekib l'ashemin, aval b'kein mechlal Lashon Hara le'nafka. It does not leave the realm of Lashon Hara. V'tzarech kapara, and you need a kapara. V'yoyse mizeh, t'afilu mishayr l'chatkhila, sh'leyava l'nidin shum ra'i de diburo. Even if when you say it, you don't think that it's going to work. You know, as you tell, you know, I have not a good chance that these guys are going to listen to this Lashon Hara. And you say it, Aval Pikein, Osli L'Sapir B'Gnuso, nevertheless, you're not allowed to say it. So he brings the Raya, the first Raya he brings is from the Gemara. Because the Gemara asks Akasha, that says, in one place it says that the Me'il is Mechapir. That the meal is mechaper in the Lashon Hara. Another place it says that the keteris is mechaper in Lashon Hara. The Gemara gives an answer that in one case, if ahani ma'isav, and in one case, now it says that the goyim come at a person when ahani ma'isav, when his Lashon Hara accomplished something. If it didn't accomplish something, then the meal could be mechaper. So you see that even though it didn't accomplish anything, nevertheless, you need the meal to be mechaper. So obviously there's an Iser of Lashon Hara. And the Chavetz Chaim says, what does it mean, Ahanu? Ahanu doesn't even only mean that you accomplished to create something negative about the person. But Ahanu Maisa means that there was a result of your Lashon Hara, even if it wasn't a bad result that happened as Lashon Hara. And then he says, and that explains why by Miriam, the Torah tells us that Miriam was punished with Nagayim. Now, the Chayr, according to this Gemara, that says that the only time that Lashon Hara brings about Nagayim is only if it's a Hanu Maisav, if it accomplished. So he says, so he brings that Rabbi Shaya Pikni asks the Kasha, that L'chaira, Miriam saying the Lashon Hara didn't cause any machloikis, any fights, anything. So where was there a Hanu Maisav? So that the Chavetz Chaim says that's not the pshat. Ahani Maisav doesn't mean even that it accomplished a negative impact. It means that something happened because of what you did. In other words, when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, it translated then into Aaron now talking about. Now Aaron started talking about it. And as even though it again didn't accomplish any fight, any machlekes or anything, nevertheless, there's the Isser of Lashon Hara. And as we see that again, we'll keep on bumping into it, that the classic case of Lashon Hara, that there's a punishment of Negayim, is the Lashon Hara of Miriam, which was done almost, with such pure intent, and nevertheless, that's the Lashon Hara that there's a chiyuv of Negayim on. So surely, if unfortunately we are nichshel in Lashon Hara. So what's taka the pshat? Why is it taka asur if it didn't accomplish anything what you said? So here the Chavetz Chaim brings from the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, Lashon of Arishain, which defines and helps us understand the many aspects of the halacha of Lashon Hara. And on the second column of the Ber Maim Chaim, on page Tzadik Aleph, he says, V'chein muchach, about six lines down, V'chein muchach mishari tshuva, V'mayim erish tazayin, V'zel ashayinim. V'amasab Lashon Hara, Shtayim heine kar oisav. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, there's two effects, two things are happening. Hanezek v'haboishis ashiyigrim l'chaveirai. The first is the damage, the embarrassment that you're causing your friend, because the word gets out that he's not a nice guy. And the second is ubechirasai l'chayiv u'l'harshia es chaveirai v'simchosai l'edam. And the second aspect of Lashon Hara is your decision to indict and to be marshia, and to make into a not good person, you're another Jew, and your enjoyment of his being knocked down. So here the Chavetz Chaim is telling us these two principles of Lashon Hara. So he's saying that there's one principle the Rabbeinu Yonah is teaching us. There's two Isurim in Lashon Hara. One is the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that a person is damaging another person. And the second is the minodim lamokim, so to say, his own corruption. A person who speaks negatively and degrades another person and enjoys talking against another person, that's a corruption in yourself. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying that even if the aspect of mazik you don't have, if let's say your words didn't accomplish, but still, it's still considered the Isser of Lashon Hara because of the other aspect. The aspect is the Maisa, you're talking negative. You're enjoying talking negative and knocking down another person, even if you didn't accomplish the knockdown. So he says, the Chavetz Chaim says, maybe there's a difference between in a case where a person said something negative. And this is an interesting Haggah here. The Chavetz Chaim says, maybe I'm not right. Maybe there's a difference between if when you said it, you intended to do the damage, or if you say it, you know that you won't be able to accomplish any damage. Maybe there's a difference. Maybe the Isser is only if, when you're doing it, you're not intending to do the damage. Then there'll be an Isser, even though a damage didn't happen. So the Chavetz Chaim says, that's wrong. It doesn't work. Why did he say, in other words, what are we saying? That maybe there's the aspect of being mazik. Maybe Lashon Hara needs, as a condition of Lashon Hara, it's actually damaging. But at least you have to intend to damage. So in that, the Chavetz Chaim says that doesn't work. So in the Haggah on the bottom, he says, Ein zut chi klal. Because what about other things when a person wants to steal? So if a person wants to steal, but the maizah didn't work out, Nebuch lied, lied, shlamazel, and he wasn't matzliach to steal. So he doesn't get punished for stealing. And the same thing if a person wanted to do something else. If a person wanted to damage somebody, and he tried, but he wasn't successful. Lamaisi doesn't get punished for that, he's not a mazik. So he didn't damage. So too by Lashon Hara and Manashach. If the Isser of Lashon Hara is only taka when you do a damage, because it's a mazik, that's the only time there's an Isser. So the fact that you wanted to is not going to make a difference. If the Isser is only because you're doing damage, then it's like wanting to steal, that you don't get punished because you may get punished for bad intent, but you're not being punished for stealing. So therefore, it must be that even if you don't, you know that you're not going to accomplish anything, still there's an Isser, because the Isser must be a different Isser, not because of mazik, but because of your own self-corruption, like he says, like he brings from the Rabbeinu Yonah.
That's That's unique for Lashon Hara, you say?
What? And that's the second aspect of the Easter of Lashon Hara, and it's like the Easter of Lashon Hara.
That's unique to Lashon Hara. The person wants to be Mazik, and he's
right,
not.
He says, because there the Easter is only Mazik, and therefore that's the Easter.
But he damages himself.
Yeah, I'm not saying a person becomes a tzaddik, but the lava, we want to know what the lava of the Torah, and the lava of the Torah of Lord Sisa Hashem Hashem, when you over that lava, a person is the, you know, gives a guy a nasty look. He's also, you know, the Almighty writes that down. He doesn't write it down as a specific lava, but it's, you know, either it's the midara, which is the shirish of every person, or it's lacking whatever the Isur is. But it's not, you know, that Isur of Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim over here wants to show that it's the Isur of Lashon Hara that a person is able.
Is Machshavon Nitzara for Meisur of Haitu and Aveira in that case?
First of all, it's Mistara if a person did it already once. He's Ovra B'Shona, if he did it already and he did it twice, then you say Mistar for Meisur Laida. So, unfortunately, it's not too relevant. I don't know.